Blog Talk Radio.
Time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar York, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word and from the Word, putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk.
This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Glad you are woke and wide-eyed and ready to hear another episode from us here on Chatting from the Word. We are so glad to be with you on this wonderful, wonderful morning that the Lord has blessed us with. Another day, yes, he has. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I believe this is December 30th. What Brother Austin talking about. Hey. This is December 30th, close to the last day of this month, and close to the last day of 2022. On a couple more days, we'll be in a whole new year. We'll be in 2023. Can you believe a whole year has went past so fast? If you ask Brother Oscar, you know, 2022 was a year that, of course, many things happened. I mean, it was new life, and nothing ever happened, but lots of things happened in 2022, people remembering things that happened, remember loved ones that we lost in 2022, and other things. So 2022 was a good year for some, and some that have been a bad year. Some lost money, some lost jobs, some lost a lot of things. So we just need to stay praying up to the Lord every year, and we need to pray. That next year, 2023, be a wonderful year to be in the Lord this morning. Amen. And amen. Again, we are so glad to be with you this morning, and we hope you have your ears. Keep your ears on through the whole program, because you can hear the whole program this morning. This is episode 308 on the Blog Talk Radio, BTR platform, and we are so delighted to bring on this episode, and we hope you keep your ears long enough to hear the whole entire program in its entirety. First of all, we want to welcome all of our new listeners to the program this morning. If this is your first time listening in to us on Chatting from the Word in the morning, we would love to welcome you to the program. But not just only welcome you to the program, but we would love for you to know that you are our honored guest, and we applaud you this morning. Amen. And amen. We really thank you. We really do. We really thank you for listening in to us here on Chatting from the Word. And if you love what you're listening to, share the program with your friends on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, or wherever you are on the internet. Share, because the whole world needs to hear the saving grace of Jesus Christ. We can praise him in the highest. Amen and amen. Now, my friend, have you turned in your contributions? We do need your contributions so that we may be able to keep this fine Christian programming going and going. Yes, Brother Oscar believes in Christian programming. Without Christian, you know, the word wouldn't just, you know, we just have one way for the word to get out, and that's every Sunday. But through our Christian program, like this program here, we're on Monday through Friday. So a person can hear the gospel Monday through Friday. There's no restriction. They might want to be saved. And this program here gives them that opportunity to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. So my friend, if you haven't returned, help us out here on Chatting from the Word on that financial basis, because we do not need your financial assistance in keeping this fine program going and going. And if you wonder what to send your proceeds, we do have an account on PayPal. Just go on the one and pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar443@gmail.com. And first, you may get Oscar York Publishing. That is us, too. And, of course, you can go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And if you can do it today, it would be appreciative. If you can do it today, help us out to keep the program going and going and going. We appreciate that. In advance, we appreciate you for giving your love offering. Amen. And amen. You're listening to that word, and I am the host of the Oscar York Brother Voice on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the word from the word and putting the all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian world. Yes, amen. Amen. That snap, snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. Roll call. Roll call time. Roll call. And this time we preserve to tell you good morning, especially you that are listening to us live. We just want to say good morning to you, and we appreciate you for listening to us live. We appreciate the company, and we hope you appreciate our company as well. We just want to say good morning to you. We really do. We appreciate you. We haven't did our research yet to see which city we're listening, but one day we will have it pinned down, where we'll tell you individually, at least by your state and city and your country, good morning. But we just want to say good morning at this point anyway. So we want to just thank you for having your ears on, being a part of us, and being a part of our day, and allowing us to be a part of yours. Thank you, and thank you. And my friend, that was a roll call. And now, my friend, it is time for us to do a snap, 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 snap of the program today. This is your snap, 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 snap side. What you are in store to listen to for the next 10 to 15 minutes of your time. Because here on Chatting from the Word, we do not want you to waste your time. We want to give you at least something to listen to. Is that all right? All right, Brother Austin, cut it out. Is that all right if we give you something to listen to instead of nothing to listen to? Yeah, it's all right. Give it to us. Hey, man, you know Brother Austin gonna bring it. All right, all right. You heard our introductory song, Glory Hallelujah song, sung by Steve Adams. Steve Adams, glory, hallelujah. It's going to be a glory, hallelujah time when God comes and we are going to go on home with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be in the presence of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can't wait. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, of course, our prayer time scriptures will be taken from 1 Thessalonians 5. 15 through 23. That's 1 Thessalonians 5, 15 through 23. And if you want to read along with us, if you have a copy of God's Word, you are welcome to do just that, to read prayer along with us. And of course, Radiance Acapella will be singing Read Our Word of Prayer. Yes, they will be singing Read Hour of Prayer. And yes, this morning we are going to do the chat. And I thought about not doing it, but as I was looking over the lesson, I said, this is good. And I got to bring it. It's a good lesson. The world needs this message because the world, when it comes to spiritual gifts, and this is what we Brother Paul the Apostle is talking about here. Many of us even today are confused as they were back in the church at Corinth. We're confused when it comes to spiritual gifts. Many believe if you don't have this gift, a certain gift, but that is not the factor at all. So we are going to talk about, basically, I believe we're going to start with chapter 12, of course, chapter 12. And we are in verse 8. We're going to begin with verse 8, where Apostle Paul is talking about the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. And we want to see how those two comprehend one another, are lined up with one another, if that's all right with you. And, of course, the scriptures we go 15:20, Matthew 16:18, Revelation 22:15-21 and Proverbs, I believe Proverbs 1. We are going to use the first chapter of Proverbs 1. And we want to look at wisdom from a different standpoint from what the world may look at wisdom. So, my friend, if you want to know what we're going to say about the wisdom and knowledge, and hey, hang in there with us through the whole program. And, of course, if you want to call in and have something to say during our chat time, our call-in number is 319-527-6722. Our call-in number is 319-527-6722. And, my friend, that was your snapshot of the program today. Snap. Now it's time to get on board. Are you ready to get on board? Well, get on board. The gospel. And my friend, if you're ready to get on board, line up, and have lined up with your tickets up. Get on board. The gospel flows.
We are a friend that's called.
From the Word, you can send it to my email addresses, which is lowercase, Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com, or you can send it to chattingfromtheword@gmail.com, or you can call your prayer request in. Again, I'll call in number 527-6722. I'll call the number again. Is 319-527-6722 if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for. And of course, you can put it on any page that you're listening to the program through, or you can put it on our Facebook page, and we should be able to receive your prayer request. Again, if you have a And as always, if you have a prayer request that you want to keep confidential, that is fine with us here on Chatting from the Word. We do respect your confidentiality. Just simply say, Brother Oscar, pray for me and call my name. And Brother Oscar would be just so delighted and so blessed to do just that. Again, if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can get your prayer request to us. And as always, we want to keep your prayers, those that have been requesting prayers, those that have lost loved ones, those that are going through some difficult time at this time. You know, this is the end of another year, and it seems like at this time people are going through so much emotional things. And we just want to pray. Prayer CMG, my friend, prayer. Connecting with God and talking to the Father in the name of Jesus is the answer. Not suicide, not grabbing a bottle and getting drunk and wanting to get away from your anxieties and problems like that. Not through drugs, but through prayer and a talk with our Father. So we want to keep basically the whole world in your prayers. It's all right if I say that this morning? The whole world. We need to pray. And pray that 2023 be a prosperous year for many of us. And that we need to pray for 2023 and thank God for 2022 for allowing us to see it go out. Okay? And, of course, we want to pray for Ukraine and mass murders of our babies here. And, of course, make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, of course, pray for your brother here. Pray for your brother here, Brother Oscar. Pray for me as I pray for you. Our scripture reading for our prayer time will be taken from 1 Thessalonians 5, 15 through 23. That's 1 Thessalonians 5, 15 through 23. And if you have a copy of God's word, you're welcome to read. Here, Brother Paul, the apostle, penned these words. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Quench not prophecies. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pray. 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 Paul says, pray without ceasing. I pray all the time. I really do. Not that I'm perfect, but I'm praying. Praying right now in my mind, I pray. I get up in the morning, I'm praying. Laying down now, I'm praying. Or midday, I'm praying. Noonday, I'm praying. Pray, pray, pray. This nation needs our prayer. Our prayers. We need to have that connection. Please. Father, are you ready to approach the throne of grace so that you may find help in time to need? Our Father, which art in heaven, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Father of us all, Father, Father, we come to you this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts and minds. Father, thanking you, thanking you, thanking you, Father, for watching over us on last evening. Thanking you, Father, for giving all of us another day, a day that we didn't have yesterday, but you allow it to be, Father, because of your love for us. Giving all of us a second chance, third chance, and fourth chance to make us strong in our lives, right? And Father, we thank you for our only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to come down on this true world, to show us how to love, to show us how to live, and to show us how to connect with you. And taking upon himself the cross, becoming sin and no sin, so that our sins may be washed away in his blood. Oh, Father, 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 we just want to thank you. Father, we want to thank you for that, Father. Father, we just pray. We pray for this new year that's coming on, Father, 2023. Father, help us to meet it with joy. Help us to meet it, Father, in being in you, Father. Help us meet it being in Christ. Help us meet it trusting more in you, Father. Oh, Father, Father, we just pray for all the mass murders of our babies that occurred mass murders all of us. Father, just pray for what's going on with us here in this world, Father. We pray for Russia, Ukraine situation that peace. Oh, Father, Father, just thank you for allowing us to see the end of the old year and the new year coming in, Father. Oh, Father, Father, we just thank you, Father. Again, we pray for this world in which we live. Father, we just pray that you will help us as Christians to shine our light and hope that someone who is not in Christ will see our light and come and be in Christ. Oh, Father, we pray for those that lost loved ones. We pray for those that lost loved ones at the hands of the police. We pray for the families that lost and police are lost their lives, give their lives in line of duty. We pray for their families. Oh, we pray. We pray for all of our political leaders. Father, we pray for them to make laws living up and work for you. To make laws we all can live in peace and harmony. Oh, Father, we pray for the church, our laws be the lighthouse, leading others to Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for all of our listeners, man. Help them through their disbelief. Help them through their lack of faith. Help them through their unbelief. Cast all their unbelief and lack of faith. But it won't be perfect anymore. Oh, Father, we pray for our program here, chatting from you. Help us keep this fine program on the air. And Father, help us with the message today. Help us to make faith something. Help someone who's trying to travel the road to heaven. And as always, Father, we ask that you be with those that struggle, be with those that try to make heaven at home, be with those that are trying to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus. Always, Father, keep us encouraged and never discouraged. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen and amen. I want to thank you for reading our scripture text along with us, for praying along with us, and as always, we hope and pray that we pray for something that is on the mind. And as I said, you can always call in the prayers. They're calling numbers 319-527-6722. Call the numbers 319-527-6722. Amen. And amen. We hope that you still have ears on, and we hope that you are listening. I hope you're still with us this morning. And we're praising the Lord. Well, we are praising the Lord. Again, we want to ask for a contribution. You can help us out. Turn in your contribution. Please turn it in. We need your contribution to keep this high-end program going and going. And if you're wondering what it's in the proceeds, we do have a kind of PayPal. So go on and pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com. Put in my email address, which is lowercase, Oscar York. 343@gmail.com. Again, that's OscarYork, 343@gmail.com. Or you go to Zelle, Zelle. And again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork, 343@gmail.com. Again, that's OscarYork, 343@gmail.com. What do you do today? We appreciate it if you do it today, and we want to thank you in advance for your generous love offering. Thank you, and thank you. This is the time we used to tell you where you can listen to the program. Of course, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, LinkedIn, iHeartRadio, Podvine, Amazon Podcast. Listen to the program, or you can Google us, Chatting from the Word, hosted by Oscar, and all the shows will be there, and you can listen to any show that you want to listen to, or you can listen to the shows so that you catch up with all the chats that we have been having, if that would be your desire. You're listening to Chatting from the Word, and I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice, on the free, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word, of the Word, and putting that all in, all and pop in your Christian walk. And we are so glad to do it. Amen and amen.
Now here is our host, Brother Oscar York, with the chat now concerning spiritual gifts.
Amen, amen. This is our chance to chat. Thankful that the time we do have to chat together. And as I have said many times, this is this portion of the program for me where we can chat together when it comes to the Word of God. Because many today, when it comes to the Word of God, are confused. Many today, they're on philosophy instead of listening to the Word of God. I heard the other night on TV say, well, if we serve a good God, why all this is happening? Why is wars? Why storms? Why diseases? You look back at it, it's not God's fault. It's man's fault. It's our fault, reason why the world is in a chaotic state. Because we don't want to obey God. That man in the beginning had obeyed God and not eat of the tree, there wouldn't be no death in the first place. And that's where we at when it comes to God. A lot of us, we just don't want to get to know God in a personal way. And you know what? I want to sometimes say I feel sad and sorry for them. No. I see many that have money and don't want to get close to God. Do I want that money? No. I prefer to have a relationship with God than to have money any day. I prefer to go to heaven and to be my Lord through all eternity. Because once you die and close your eyes to death, money won't do you no good. The only thing that will do you some good when our Lord come back, wake you up. Us on Glory Land. You know, we're getting ready to approach a close of the old year and opening up a brand new year. And you would believe that most people at this time would want to, you know, just embrace Jesus Christ and Him crucified. But no, many today, they don't even think of but let Brother Oscar plead with you this morning to do that. Think about that. Think about being in the body of Christ. Allow Christ, the Holy Spirit, and God to be part of your life. But I'd be amiss if I don't say this. Here on Chatting from the Word, we just don't teach, we just don't preach. But what we do here, we chat about the Word of God. We want to reason around you. We don't want to talk over you. We don't want to talk under you. But we want to reason with you when it comes to the Word of God. If we can we reason together? My friend, if we can reason with our pet dog Rolo to roll over, we should be able to reason with one another when it comes to the Word of God. That means the reason why many of us cannot and come to the Word of God because we want to bring in our own, as I said at the beginning, we want to bring in our own philosophy and the way we think about things instead of looking, open the book of inspiration and see what the book has to say for itself, has to say for itself. And then many of us, we want to put in what grandmama and grandpa have told us over the years and believe over the years. My friend, when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to accept him for ourselves. Because once we stand before Christ, he's not going to ask you about me or me about you. He's going to ask you about you and what did you do to inherit salvation. Are you ready to go on home? He's going to ask you about you. But as you live, it would be good for us to help with those that really will. But this morning, we want to talk about the topic that Paul is relating here. He is talking about spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts. And many today, they are confused about spiritual gifts. Many today are confused about the working of the Holy Spirit. Many people are confused about Christ himself. But if Paul wants to knock out some of the confusion here, because the church at Corinth, they were confused also. Some was putting spiritual gifts above everything else. And even before God, because some was making it their idol, as Paul said in the beginning of this letter. Verse 8, we want to look at two specific, I believe that's right, gifts that the Holy Spirit, gives. And let's read verse 8. Here Paul says, but to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. So it says, now the same Spirit is giving you wisdom and the same Spirit have given you knowledge. But I just want to stop right there for a little while and talk about these two gifts, wisdom and knowledge. Now, wisdom and knowledge cannot be compared to one another, can they? Now, with wisdom, you would think some would have knowledge, but knowledge, no knowledge, but knowledge would take some wisdom. Isn't that something? Wisdom, let me repeat myself. Wisdom do not take knowledge. But knowledge will always need to take wisdom. Wisdom comes with knowing things, not so much as knowledge, the book, or things that this universe is made of. But wisdom is about having common sense. If I can use that word, common sense. And many of us today, we just don't have common sense. Common. Things that's common. Things that we have through the years to be aware of, if I could use that term. Wisdom comes from things we have learned, through things that we have struggled with, things that we have suffered with, and things sometimes we have fallen into and have rolled ourselves up from the miry clay. Oh, some of us, have you ever a fool will never learn because a fool will stay a fool because he don't want to learn common sense. Have your mama told you, boy, you just don't have a sense you were born with. And that's common sense. But common sense comes from the natural things that we learn in life. Through things. I tell somebody the other day, that person might be 22 and I'm 62. I said, no more than that person that's 22, that I'm being 67. I said, no more. But sometimes a person that's 22 may know now, might have little wisdom, but that person that's 67 years old should have more wisdom because he should in his life to experience more things to gain more wisdom than that 22-year-old one. That 22-year-old one can't tell a 67-year-old anything. Because that 67-year-old been places that 22-year-old may not never be. You understand what wisdom is all about? But many of us, we just don't understand what wisdom is about. Turn with me. Because I believe here, Solomon talking about wisdom. I love what Solomon says here about wisdom. I just want to read it. And here Solomon says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the word. Understanding. When you have wisdom, you have understanding. Many people today don't want to learn how to understand. They just want it that way or no way. And then Solomon said, to receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, knowledge and discretion. As we say, wisdom and knowledge goes together, but sometimes knowledge and wisdom do not go together. Because sometimes you can have knowledge and be just as dumb because you don't have the wisdom that goes along with that knowledge. And then verse 5 says, we're just going to read, a wise man will hear and will increase in learning. And a man will understand and say, wise counselor. See, a wise man will hear. A wise man will listen. A wise man will listen. Well, those that have knowledge, they won't listen because they think they're smarter than everybody else. I remember I was in ROTC and I was talking to my sergeant, and went through the combat. He was a high sergeant and tried to tell a lieutenant something. He said, one lieutenant tried to tell him something. And I told this lieutenant, we should do it this way because with my experience, I know what's best. But that lieutenant did not listen to him. Like I had the platoon. I had the company shot up. And my sergeant said, if he would have listened to me, because I know wisdom showed me, because what I went through, that wisdom. And then verse 6 says, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise, their dark sayings. So I'm going to say the words of the wise. And they don't say to understand a proverb. A proverb is about wisdom. A proverb is about knowing. And as we read Proverbs, Solomon even said that majority of his proverbs he got from his mother and he got from his father, wisdom. 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 Wisdom is learning from the things that we suffered, the things that we go through, and many may never have wisdom. And then Solomon says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. It goes back to what we were saying in the beginning. You can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you don't get that wisdom, if you only receive that wisdom and instructions, you will be just as fool. And the way you receive that wisdom and instruction is to listen and to hear and to talk to someone that really knows something. I remember when my late wife was sick, dying. I looked for answer all over the place. I thought brothers in the church who had a wife who died could tell me that I would share a word. And this is where wisdom comes in at. In the church, if you can help someone with something that you suffered, if you can help someone with something you went through, if you can give them a word of wisdom, but the brother or the sister telling that word to must listen. I'll be wise enough to listen. I remember, I've told this story before, I remember many times because I wasn't given the opportunity. I had this old sister. Sister, at times she was 104 years old. And I believe sometimes they would give me the opportunity because they thought I was, old enough or young enough or get myself in trouble and all that stuff. And she said, but I'll see you take me something. Look at all these elders that's here. Don't you know they made the same mistake that you're going through? Don't down yourself because you're not at a level that you believe you should be. They went through something, and you're going to go through something too, my brother, my son. You are going to go through something if you're going to learn wisdom. And she was 104 years old, and she's seen it all. She's seen it all. Another sister told me, she said, brother, before I came to Christ, a lot of stuff. And she told me, don't think I don't know nothing. She said, I know a lot, Brother Oscar, when it comes to common sense. Common sense. Common sense is something that a lot of us just don't have because we're not willing to listen. And then, verse 7, Solomon said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom. And now, if you despise wisdom, in other words, if you reject wisdom, you don't like wisdom by instruction, in other words, you can't get this knowledge. And that knowledge is the beginning. The Lord, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But in other words, if you ain't learning wisdom and getting instructions, you can't even get the knowledge that begins you to fear the Lord, or knowing what the fear of the Lord is all about. I said, my son, hear the instructions of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. That's what I'm saying. That Solomon received most of his proverbs from his father and his mother. Solomon was wise enough to listen to his father and his mother. Solomon was wise enough when Daddy David would tell him something, sit there, son, and listen. When Mama would tell him something, sit down, son, and listen. The problem with most of our young people today, they don't want to sit and they don't want to listen because they believe they know everything and nobody can tell them nothing. That's the reason why today the world's so messed up. Look around you. If you want to know the answer, what the world is, where is that today? Because many of us do not want to obey the Lord, listen to nobody. We want to do our own thing, like it's the right thing, instead of doing it God's way. And we're going to leave you with that thought this morning. Sometimes wisdom comes with common sense, learning common sense. It's always the book sense and nature's sense, I think why this is going on, I think that most of us don't want to learn common sense. This is our lesson for today. We hope that we said something to cause you to think about your soul salvation. Now we're getting ready to enter another year, and when we come back on, we will be deeply into, and I pray it be January the 3rd when we come back on here on Chatting from the Word, and we hope that you all have a good new year, bringing out old, bringing the new, and pray that you be safe and sound and take the Lord with you. Again, it was so delightful today to be with you on this day, closing of another year. Will you pray with me, please? Father, we God, heaven, now be thy name, thy kingdom, and see thy will, see it done. Father, we thank you for allowing us to bring this message on the last day that we'll be coming on in this year, next year, to be your will, Father. And Father, we pray for all of our listeners. Father, we pray that we will help them through the struggle that they are going through. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen. And amen.
Whoa,
love somebody. Love everybody. Bye-bye. And may God bless.